Good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all ships out at sea. This is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. And before we get started today, I wanted to make sure that each member joining us for the SSIN understands that they are a part of a special remembrance for our fallen staff member, Doug N6NFF, who passed away on September 1st. Doug and his wife, Sheila, N6IKB, joined our organization on December 29th, 2011. Doug became one of our staff NCSs running the SSIN net on August the 14th of 2012. During his tenure in that position, he had run on the SSIN and conducted 67 nets over the 9-year period faithfully, punctually, and with zero absences to the call of duty. Doug was friendly, sociable, pleasant, and ran his nets with a professional quality. So please join us today in remembrance of Doug, and remember that he was considered by many of us a ham's ham. With that said, David, KB9EWG from KY6V, the net is yours, sir.
This is KB9EWG, net control for the South Cars SSIN, Saturday Intercontinental Net. Looking for check-ins.
7-0.
Ah, we got George, NO70. Just a note here before I turn it to George. The TIN is up on the podcast. From the last TIN we had, it was a fine Thursday Information Net. They're talking about Raspberry Pi and home security. And I was honored to be part of that as well there. So, hi, George. Over to you, my friend. NO70, KB9EWG.
Well, good afternoon, David, and the South Cars SSIN. And thank you for mentioning that. Thank you for helping with that. I appreciate all the positive comments that were made during and after about the facts gathered and the presentation that was sketched out for people, for the presenters to use, and very gracious of all the people who stopped by or listened to the podcast later to give those positive comments. Thank all, each and every one of you who did that. Let me reset. Yes, I mean, you can even do stop motion photography. There was a lot that we didn't cover. And in addition to home security, it's Radio Shack security, you know, equipment. We all know that doesn't come cheap. It's either expensive in terms of labor and maintenance, or it's expensive in terms of purchase cost, or expensive in terms of repairs. So not to mention the aggravation of having to replace any stolen equipment, get used to new controls and so forth. Maybe it would be helpful to people who do that. So thank you, David, and again, good afternoon to everyone on the South Cars SSIN. Certainly going to miss Doug. I always enjoyed hearing it. Somehow I felt the connection with that. Maybe it's because of how close Arizona and California are to each other. They're closer to each other than California is to Maryland, that's for sure. My South Cars number is Echo 2304. Yeah, it's going to be hard not hearing Doug here on the channel as well. The weather is very nice today, clear blue skies. Definitely getting that fall chill in the air. And I am looking forward to finally getting to the eye doctors to get a a new prescription. I usually need a new prescription about every 6 months to a year. And it's been 2014 since I had this prescription checked. It went along okay, but it's gotten really, really difficult. So I am looking forward to the exam itself, and then 2 to 3 weeks after that, they tell me the glasses themselves should come in. So that is the big plan for the shack here, and also clearing out papers that have accumulated over that accumulated from the mailbox while I was working with all of you on the TIN. So now it's time to clean up the desk a little bit, resetting. And I sure appreciate Fred being there for the rag cheese. My goodness, that is so. I look forward to listening. If sometimes I may not be able to get there for the check-in itself since getting back from the hospital earlier, but I'm feeling much better with that, getting better by the day. Fred, for the rag cheese people, there have been some cases of the wild fowl, the eagles, the bald eagles, and so forth, having some mystery illnesses that may be related to their food chain. And also the National Zoo animals are now having a run of COVID go through the mammals in the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. So our animal furry friends in the zoo that remind us of the glory and beauty of our creation, their health is at risk now. Let me read that. So I mentioned that for the right to you, Fred, in case that does come up as a topic or convening this night, and also for the SSIN here as well. I think with that finishes the topic checklist that I wanted to let all of you, my South Cars friends, know about today. So, good day, everyone. Take care of yourselves. Mask up, vaccinate up, and watch. Keep the ventilation good outdoors. This is a good time to be outdoors now, and be thinking ahead for the flu shot and everything else that you need to get this year too. All right, that's the public service part of what I had to say today. Take care of yourself today. Enjoy your day in the shack or doing the chores. KB9EWG on the Talk Cars SSIN, NL70. Over.
Well, thank you, George. Definitely appreciate the good words there, wisdom and all that. And, like I said, I definitely did enjoy the TIN. And as you said, Doug will be missed. Like I said, today's net, I would prefer not be doing it. I prefer it be Doug doing it here. But in lieu of that, I did feel honored when Gordon asked me to pick it up for him there and to help remember him. So I feel kind of honored that I was asked to do that there. So, Doug, wherever you are, we salute you, and I hope you are here with us in spirit. So, thank you. There, George, good to hear from you. This is KV9EWG for the South Cars SSIN. Looking for more check-ins at this time. If you wish to check in, please come with the call sign suffix.
Kilo, Kilo, Yankee.
Kilo, Kilo Yankee, coming through All-Star. Go ahead there, please.
Yeah, VA3KKY, VA3KKY, Kevin, in Toronto. And, that took a while to kind of remember. Okay, this is the day. It was fun. I remember there were times that we had like a big, we would have this whole interactive chat happening during some of his nets when Doug would ask, certain quiz questions on the Handy Hams net and that. So some of that is coming back to me just because, just trying to get, refresher on the way he sounded, what he did. And definitely that was unique, though, that the trip and then the way, the various ways people took part in it. So I hadn't forgotten that. And it was, sometimes it was pretty animated. So it was really interesting stuff. And yeah, one thing that is easy to note is I don't know that other people have the slack. So yeah, you know, he definitely had a niche. And so that's definitely something. So of course, yeah, it took some thought. I had to kind of think about it at the times when, you know, when we were first going through how he was doing, what happened and what was happening with him. So I appreciate that there were those that, you know, sort of helped me remember and said, well, no, this happened or that happened, because that was really, really helpful too. So yes, Handy Hams, most definitely. And the ham radio operators there, and, you know, asking the mind-boggling questions, because some people, especially if they're studying, you know, or need to study material, or just, you know, need some brain exercise, you know, nothing wrong with that. That was a lot of fun. All right, I'll turn it back to you, doing a good job, and we'll be listening along. Thanks a lot. So this is Kevin in Toronto, VA3KKY, back to Ned.
Oh, Kevin, I do appreciate that. And yeah, Doug was a definitely a big part of Handy Hams there, and said he was a big part of the SNET. And yeah, doing over some of his trivia questions, and he was quite good with all that. I myself am a former NET control station from Handy Hams also. Back in my days when I was still a general, I used to do Handy Hams on NETs. It's been a long time since I've been there. Maybe one of these days should look into possibly going back with them also and giving a hand there. It's been a while. I haven't been on their nets for quite a bit, but I do remember Doug on those nets as well. So thank you. Some good thoughts and words there. Thank you, Kevin. This is KVNE WGNet Control. On this special remembrance for Doug and 6NFF on the Saturday Intercontinental Net there. As I said, this would have been Doug's net today, but I was asked to fill his shoes today, so I feel a bit honored for that. And Doug, I hope you're looking down upon us here in spirit. We're going to miss you, my friend. This is KVNE-EWG Net Control, looking for check-ins at this time.
6, Victor.
Sierra Zulu Lima, the petrified one.
We've got the captain, and we've got the petrified one. 6 Victor, go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, I don't think that David knows that I'm petrified also. Thank you, David. KY6V here. Good afternoon to one and all. We are currently at about, I thought I'd check in and make it official, David. We're at 87 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 31 C. That is really our top, according to the weatherman for today, but I think it's a little early, and I think we're going to probably sneak in another degree or two before they close the polling area. Supposed to have some rain here later this afternoon, and the winds aren't bad. They're about 8 miles an hour out of the northeast. I will say, let me buy a nickel, that I hope everybody's watching the Atlantic. We've got three storm sessions out there, and one is a brute. And that brute is about midstream across from Africa to the United States as it speaks. It's at 110 miles an hour. Its name is Sam. 110 is the top figure for a Category 2, so it's probably going to fall into that Category 3 pretty quick, the way that it is being motivated. So heads up, and watch the activity and be prepared if you need to be prepared. One more break here. I wanted to comment on Doug. Very pleased to hear the comments coming out of our members, David. And there were a couple of things, you know, about Doug that I'm not sure everybody knew. I want to thank Kevin for mentioning the the slot that he performed for years and years there on Wednesday night for the Handy Hams, the trivia net. But I don't think a lot of people know that he was president of the Sacramento Amateur Radio Club for close to about a five-year period, as I recall. And then stepped out of that, but remained as a director with the club, and was so at the time of his passing. Doug was a white cane operator, guys and gals. He was blind, but you'd never know it to talk to him. He must have been a whiz with that special machine he had for writing, the Braille machine, and I know that he used a speech writer support software on his computer, but he was just as smooth as silk. So with that, back to you, David, and thank you for being here today. KY6V, over.
Well, thank you, Gordon. Once again, I also feel honored that you asked me to fill in for Doug today. I say this, and I would prefer not be doing it, prefer he be here to do it himself, but in lieu of that, I said, I do feel honored that I was asked to pick it up. And yes, you know, I myself have known many blind hams. Some of my closest friends, in fact, one of my oldest living friends right now is a blind ham. I think he might have even checked into this net at one time or another. Dave K9KWR, he's a blind ham friend of mine. And I said, I am a former net control of handy hams myself. So, yeah, I'm very familiar. In fact, I was a member of the Happy School for the Blind Amateur Radio Society, and I was one of the few sighted members that was there to assist where I could there, so quite familiar with how articulate some blind hams can be, and it's wonderful to see the technology has been able to help them as it has there. So thank you there, Gordon. Some good words there mentioned. Over to the Petrify One, GW8SZL. Hi Dave, how you doing, and how is Declan doing? KB9EWG.
Yeah, from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Yeah, we're doing okay here there, David, and thanks for asking. And hi to everybody there, Gordon, and whoever else is still connected there and having a little listen in. And, yeah, before I forget, my Surfcast number is Echo 2523. And we currently got 66 degrees Foxtrot at 17:35 hours local time. Yeah, Declan's got a pretty bad cough at the moment, so he's been off school this week, but he had to go and get tested for COVID just because of the cough. I know they're playing it very, very tight in the schools over here at the moment, so just to keep everybody safe. But both the lateral flow test, which he did at home, come back negative, and his PCR test come back negative as well. So when as soon as his cough sort of disappears, he can be heading back to school. Let me reset. Okay. And the problem is, if he went back to school with a cough, anybody with a cough gets sent home and got to get tested. So he'll be doing a yo-yo back and forth to school. So, as I say, as soon as his cough disappears, he will be heading on back to school. And regarding Doug N6NFS, what a great loss to everybody. It took me, as Gordon said, mentioned, it took me quite a long time to realize he was a white stick operator. and not a lot of many people, I don't think many people actually knew that, to be honest, because somebody mentioned it on the HandyHam net about his Braille machine, and my attention went straight to that, and I thought, Doug, Braille machine? Never. How he actually done it, and so to give no indication that he was a white stick operator, I have no idea. But I did listen to Doug on the Handy Ham net, on the trivia net, when I was still, you know, when I was still awake, because it was early hours of the morning with me. The pipe was on, heaven was on, I was listening to it. And what a loss of a great character as well. Okay, with that, I will pass it back to you there, David. And great video as well, by the way. We watched it all from beginning to end. And put a comment on there as well. KB9EWG, TW at Astero.
Well, I say, I myself, who have had the honor and pleasure of working with many different blind hams over the years, quite familiar with a lot of technology they've used. You know, it is wonderful that what is available for the white stick operators, as you refer to it as. I'd say one of my closest and best friends, who is now a silent key, was a blind ham, and one of my oldest living current living friends is also a white stick operator. I've been around the technology enough, and I think it's fantastic what is available to make these operators as independent as they are. And yes, Doug was a fine operator as well. But thank you for the good words, and thank you for the kind words on the video as well. There, it says KB9EWG Net Control. And, you know, remembering Doug today and 6NFF, family member of South Cars Net Control Station, who will be sadly missed, and I am filling in for him today. Looking for check-ins for the South Cars Intercontinental Net. Those which check in, please come at the call sign suffix.
Romeo Golf November. Romeo Golf November.
Why?
Hotel Alpha, recheck.
Okay, I've got Romeo Golf November Ronald. There was a station trying to check in from Ulster, I think, and I've got K2HA. So, Romeo Golf November, go ahead there, please.
Pleasant afternoon to you, Net Control. Good afternoon to other operators on the net. 9 Zulu 4, Romeo Golf November, Ronald, at home in Belmont, Port of Spain, Trinidad, in the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, West Indies. At the moment, it's a bit cool weather-wise at my location. It was pretty hot earlier on today. But the sky has become somewhat overcast at the moment. Still bright on the outside, gentle cool breeze occasionally blowing. And it's relatively quiet in my neighborhood at the moment. A lot of people still out doing their Saturday shopping, or probably went to work or have other activities on the outside. Want to wish everyone a very pleasant and peaceful day, a pleasant and peaceful weekend. Be careful and safe in what you're doing, and continue doing your part, protecting yourself and others around you, helping to curb the spread of COVID-19. 9 Zulu 4, Romeo Golf November. Back to you, Net Control.
Well, Ronald, thank you. It's nice to hear from Trinidad Tobago there. And thank you for your check-in, and good to hear you on that today. There was a station, I think they might have tried to check in from All-Star. Was there a station trying to check in? If so, come now, please.
It's Kevin with a recheck, VA3KKY, because a few more things are coming back to me. Yeah, because there's a guy, as soon as I heard Sacramento, there is somebody that I used to talk to about accessibility and phones and JAWS, all type of topics that's been missing for a while. That's got to be him. And that's what would happen. We would talk sometimes after the net. We would talk sometimes during the net to fill up air. And he did do nets. So that is so crazy. Yeah, and, well, because, you know, we struggle. I'm blind, too, and we don't just give up. You know, I mean, soon as we're born, everybody reminds us that we're different. But still, we cope. And, he was always asking about and interested in things about, you know, that I was doing on the computer, the different modes and the DMR and all kinds of stuff. So wow, okay. So as soon as the Sacramento was a key word, so I just wanted to throw that in, and I'll turn it back to Matt and listen, and I appreciate it. VA3KKY Toronto, back to you, Matt.
Kevin, thank you. Good words there. And yeah, I might have had some discussion with myself similar to with him. I know I have had with others. So I've had the honor of working with many different blind hams over the years. Another close personal friend of mine who is also a white stick operator is, some people may know him, Hap Holly, KCNRP, who used to run the Rain Report. I have been to Hap's house many times. I've actually spent the weekend one time at his house, and I drove him and his wife Stephanie to Dayton one year. Well, I don't know if anybody knows Hap or not there, so... yeah, I might have actually had some discussion with Doug myself on a lot of that topics there, talking about white stick operators and that. So, but good words. Thank you. And we also have a recheck from Fred, K2HA. Fred, come ahead, please.
Oh, thank you, David. This is Fred, K2HA, and I was reminded of one of my counselees when I was up in Alaska. I was 12 and a half years. I did counseling in Fairbanks, Alaska. And one of the counselees who was an Eskimo, he was blind. And he used to get so frustrated that people, he would cross a four-lane highway in Fairbanks, and people say, "You're not blind. You couldn't possibly do that." So, in memory of Doug, you all be a lot more kind to those people who are sight deprived. This is Fred, K2HA.
Yeah, well, definitely. I've had the honor and pleasure of knowing and working with many different white stick operators there. And my friend Daryl. And then NEL, who is now a Silent Key, told me stories about when he was a child. He would ride a skateboard, and his mom would make him ride on his hands and knees on a skateboard. And he kept falling off. He said the only way he could ride his skateboard was to stand up and ride it properly, and then he wouldn't fall off. So, you know, it's amazing. You know, the blind are very, very capable of doing many things. And like I say, I've had the honor and pleasure of working and knowing many different blind hams there. So, and yeah, like I said, Doug was very articulate and very good with his nets there. So, thank you, Fred. Good thoughts and words there. This is KEW Net Control for the South Cars. Saturday Intercontinental Net, looking for check-ins.
Zulu Yankee Charlie. Zulu Yankee Charlie. Good morning, David.
Well, ZYC. You down there in Janesville today, or where you at there?
Hello, David. KC4ZYC. I am in Beloit, and I tried checking in earlier. I guess I must have collided with somebody else who was checking in. And then again, it could be the cell phone network. I'm not too sure. I've tried Wi-Fi here in my apartment in the past with the DV switch app on my phone through All-Star, and haven't had much luck with that. Sometimes right during the middle of a net, we'll disconnect and then reconnect and do all sorts of weird, funky things. So I pretty much have given up using Wi-Fi for the setup and going with cellular. Doing well. Nice day outside. A little bit on the breezy side. Mostly clear skies. And temperatures in the 60s. And just kind of dragging my feet a little bit. I'm really tired. I was working 12-hour days this past week. and pretty much took the wind out of the sails. So I'm just kind of resting, relaxing today, and trying to get as many chores as I can taken care of over the weekend before Monday comes along, and I go back to working 12-hour days again. Other than that, doing quite well, and sorry to hear about Doug. Let me take a reset. And you mentioned blind hams. Seems to be a little bit of a topic for today. Very interesting. It turns out that I have a friend who lives not too far away from me in the town of Evansville. His name is Chris. His call is WB9RSQ. And Chris is blind, but despite his handicap, he does very, very well for himself. So, you know, being blind is nothing to take for granted. Matter of fact, I remember visiting Chris's house and being down in his basement and seeing his train set. And even though he's blind, he could identify every single part of the train that he had there and all the different cars and how they're set up. And I thought, wow, this is really cool. Plus, he's got his own recording studio. He does audio restoration as a hobby. And he works in conjunction with Wisconsin Public Radio to you know, help them out with any old recordings that they get, and restores the audio fidelity and quality for them. And he has a lot of different recordings from many different sources. He showed me some of the stuff he had, showed me the old broadcast quality reel-to-reel tape machine he had. So I thought, boy, that's pretty neat. Plus, he's got his own low-powered FM station that you know, he'll feature some of the things that he's done on his low-powered FM station there. It doesn't get out very far, less than a mile, so the FCC is not going to be all that concerned. Let me take a reset. And not only would the FCC not be concerned, but he's pretty much out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, there's not a whole lot around where he lives. But, you know, it's close enough to Madison that if he needs to go up to the site to maintain his 220 repeater, which he's had on the air and works really well, he can. And let's see, he gets on D-Star every once in a while. He's got one of those Kenwood radios that's got feedback on it, and really enjoys that. And he's got a couple of repeaters, one at his house and one at the site there in Madison. So anyway, I'll go ahead and send it back over to you, KB9EWG, KC4ZYC.
Yeah, it's very good there. Yep. Interesting about the recording, so you mentioned everything else there. Yes, my good friend Hap Holly, KCNRP, who used to, he kind of, you know, retired from it and let it go, the Rain Report Grand Island service. I don't know if anybody's familiar with that service. 1 year I drove him and his wife down to down to Dayton there for the Dayton Hamvention. And, of course, I helped man the Rain booth during the Hamvention there. And also during the convention, I was going around to the different forum rooms and turning over tape cassettes to record the forums for future broadcasts on the Rain Report there. In fact, one time when I was visiting Hap, he put a microphone in front of me in his studio there and actually had me doing the announcing, you know, the opening and closing statements of the Rain Report, and as far as announcing who was on the Rain Report there. So I was one of the featured speakers on the Rain Report one time. And Hap, being a blind ham there, yep, like I said, it's very... Don't underestimate what the blind can do. They are very capable. And the technology is definitely there to help them as well there. So good thoughts and words there, Howard. Good to hear from you. And I stand corrected on Beloit. I meant to say Beloit, but I said Janesville. I don't know why. It says K9EWG, net control for the SSIN. Looking for check-ins. Well, I will go ahead and remind everybody to be sure to check in this evening to the Evening Right Shoe. Fred, K2HA will have the virtual lounge air set up and operational. Yeah, sure. He'll have a fine buffet set up for the participants to enjoy. As far as the comfortable chairs and everything else that he sets out for people in the virtual lounge, you should join him this evening. And of course, you got the Saturday Intercontinental Net every Saturday, as well as the morning wake-up editions there. Don't forget to join those nets as well. And once again, I'll mention that to check our website under the podcast sessions, you should find the podcast from the last Thursday Intercontinental Net, a very interesting session on home security using Raspberry Pis there. So this is K9 EWG Net Control for the South Coast Saturday Intercontinental Net. Looking for check-ins at this time.
Dave, quick question, Six Vector.
Yes, sir, my Captain 10. Go ahead there, please.
Did you, by chance, have your recorder on?
You know, I just thought, no, I did not. I hope you did.
No, I did not. You know, I thought about it this morning, and things got busy around here, and we got into the net, and things were rolling before I realized that it was too late to turn it on. Well, that's a shame, because I think that this was a good remembrance of Doug, and I was thinking if we had it, I could send a copy of the tape to Sheila, his wife, who I would think would appreciate it very much. Dave, what do you think? KY6V.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sorry I did not start the recording at the time. I wanted to get the net rolling there, and was on the back of my mind, but for some reason did not come forward and start the recording there. So I do apologize, but I think it's been a very good remembrance of him. Some good words about him and as far as Blind Hams in general. I myself have had the honor and pleasure of working with many different white stick operators and know what they are and are capable of there and are capable of doing what they want to do there. So I think that's excellent. Back to you, Captain, for any other comments there.
Comments.
You had another comment, Dave. Why don't you pick that up? I'm done here. KY6V. Thank you.
Okay, we had somebody through the Newton Square repeater. Go ahead there, please.
Yeah, David, this is Fred, K2AJ. I'm out in the garden here, and I just wanted to pass a little traffic to Gordon there that I did turn on my recorder when I signed, I think right after my check-in. So, I have that much of the net. It's Fred.
Well, Fred, bless you. I think that'll be a help there. Let's see. For some reason, I just did not even hit the record button. Otherwise, I would have done so. But thank you. That could be a help there. Gordon, any comments?
Yeah, I'm very appreciative on that too. Fred, we'll get together and figure out how we can. I'd like to grab a hold of that, see how much you've got, and we could at least send that to Sheila and give her some comments on what preceded it and why it was late being recorded. So we'll work it out. Is that okay, Fred? Over.
Yeah, QSL. This is Fred K2AK. I'll do that. I'm picking tomatoes right now, so I'm going to be spending the rest of the afternoon making spaghetti sauce. This is Fred K2AK. I'll get together with you, Gordon. Fred, peace and blessings. I'll see you on the rag shoot tonight.
Yeah, I had some tomato soup last night for the first time in a long time. Have fun, Fred. Thank you. Back to you, Dave, KY6V.
Well, I hope you had a grilled cheese to go with that tomato soup there. That always is a great combination. And Fred, how do you recognize you there, Fred? You're audio was rather thin on the repeater, so I did not recognize you. Otherwise, I would have turned it right to you there, Fred. Like I said, your audio is a bit thin coming through the repeater, but at least you're there. And once again, I do thank you and bless you for having the recorder rolling there. So yeah, you and Gordon can get together and go ahead and take care of that there. This is KPNET-EWG in remembrance of Doug for the Saturday Intercontinental Net. Looking for check-ins at this time. Well, I've got the top of the hour as my clock started to bong on me. I had to quick shut that off. In fact, I can hear the other one going in the background there. But this is KPNET-EWG. I said the top of the hour, so looking for final check-ins for the Saturday Intercontinental Net before I secure things. Okay, nothing further there. KY60, any further comments before I secure the net?
No, I don't think so, David, but thank you. I will say that, I'll tell you a quick story talking about the tomato soup. Kathy bought a new gadget. She's always buying gadgets. She's got so many gadgets in the kitchen, I don't know what does what to whom. But she does, and I guess that's the only thing that counts. Well, anyway, she bought this thing the other day. It's a little heating platter. Two halves that squeeze together, and you plug it into the wall, okay? And what it is for making sandwiches. So last night, for dinner, is what she did is she made some grilled cheese sandwiches in this new contraption and gave me some tomato soup along with it. KY6V, go ahead, David.
That sounds like a gadget I might have had in the past there. Does it kind of put a diagonal impression across the bread there?
Yeah. I haven't measured this thing, but it's like a about the size of a baseball glove, okay, with two halves, and it's got the indentation on the inside where the bread goes down, and it does have a diagonal cross member on both sides over.
Yeah, I think a friend of mine would call that a pudgy pocket maker. One thing you could try is take a couple of slices of bread and some apple pie filling and put it in there and cook it. And then sprinkle a little powdered sugar on top and make yourself a quick and easy apple pie there. I've done that in the past. I used to have one of them. I don't have one now. I no longer eat bread since I've had my surgery, and find it difficult because when I eat bread, it swells up my stomach, and I'm sore for several hours afterwards. So, but try that sometime if you want to try something good. Just, like I said, take a lot of apple pie filling and squeeze that in between two slices of bread and put a little powdered sugar on top. Have yourself a slice of apple pie. KY6B, K90WG.
I'll pass that on to the cooking boss. Sounds great. And I just happen to have some ice cream to go with that. Thank you, David. KY6V, over.
Oh, that'll go good with ice cream, especially vanilla ice cream. So thank you, Gordon. Once again, I'm going to look for any further check-ins before I wrap up the net here. This is KB9UWC, Net Control. Okay, no further check-ins. So this has been Scars, VOIP. Net schedules and general information may be found on the wonderful information-packed website, scarsvoip.com. That's scarsvoip.com. Your net control station for this session has been David, KPNET-EWG, Echo 2289 in West Salem, La Crosse County, Wisconsin. Saying 7-3, closing this VOIP session. I want to thank you all for participating. I want to thank everybody for their kind words in remembrance of Doug and 6NFF, who will be sadly missed. And Doug, wherever you are, we do salute you. Hope you're with us today. And this is now secured, and the conference has returned to normal amateur use. This is KPNET-EWG 7-3.